gentlemen, step right up.
January 20th, 2017 will be remembered as the day the people became the rulers of this nation again. We assembled here today are issuing a new decree to be heard in every city, in every foreign capital, and in every hall of power. From this day forward, a new vision will govern our land. From this day forward, it's going to be only America first. We do not seek to impose our way of life on anyone, but rather to let it shine as an example. We will shine for everyone to follow. There should be no fear. We are protected, and we will always be protected. We will be protected by the great men and women of our military and law enforcement. And most importantly, we will be protected by God. We stand at the birth of a new millennium, ready to unlock the mysteries of space, to free the earth from the miseries of disease, and to harness the energies, industries, and technologies of tomorrow. A new national pride will stir our souls, lift our sights, and heal our divisions. Your voice, your hopes, and your dreams will define our American destiny. Together, we will make America strong again. We will make America wealthy again. We will make America proud again. We will make America safe again. And yes, together, we will make America great again. Thank you, God bless you, and God bless America.
Let's go see our friends when I'm a road.
Welcome to the American Adversaries Drive Time Prime Time Show. We are live. We are on FM 105.5, AM 660, The Answer. And ask your Alexa devices, because we are on them as well. AM660TheAnswer.com and your smart devices. For those of you who have downloaded and it's still available, still free, the Answer Orlando app. All right, we got another big show lined up for you tonight as we come to you tonight from the Relax and Comfort Studio. Now, don't forget, tomorrow night we're going to be at the Relax and Comfort Store in Winter Park Village, and we'll be talking about that a little bit later on. Right now, let me introduce the chairman of the board himself, the union boss, Mike McBath, in studio.
Chris, I got to tell you, I'm excited. I can finally say the Rays won, the Rays won, the Rays won, 4-2, 4-2.
In fine fashion, too.
I mean, imagine this. It's a rare day, and we're going on after a big win. You got to be pumped up.
Absolutely. Well, we're always pumped up around here.
That's right. Doesn't matter what happens.
That's right. I am the philosopher, political mad scientist, Christopher Hart. Niccolo Cicero, the marathon man, is on the bridge. 407-774-8255 is the number. And as is usual, we got a lot of big news to talk about tonight. We got, by the way, we have a guest going to join us at the top of the next hour. Sydney Powell is her name. She is a former federal prosecutor. And get this, I love the title of this book that she's written. I can't wait to talk to her about it. It's called Licensed to Lie, Exposing Corruption in the Justice Department.
You know, I like the head title, Licensed to Lie, because I'm a sorry. Remember of a James Bond,
I was just thinking
Sydney
about that.
Sydney could have herself a winner. License to Lie, starring James Comey.
License to Kill. Maybe we'll line that music up.
That's right. We ought to do that when
license
she comes
to
on.
Kill,
yeah, License to Kill. That'll be great.
Yeah, I love that tune.
She'll realize how sick we are.
Oh, you know? Yeah. I don't know. I can remember who the artist is that sings that tune, but I just love it. I got this disc that I found at Best Buy a year or two ago. That has all the James Bond tunes on it.
They are fabulous. I mean, think of all the great pieces.
Except the Dr. No. One, you know, the Three Blind Mice.
Yeah, but that was the beginning. You know, that was
But it's got the very first one. It's got From Russia with Love, Goldfinger.
Yeah.
Doesn't have the original Casino Royale on it either. But anyway, Gladys Knight does that.
Thank you, Nick.
Oh,
you know,
yes.
Nick is
an expert
in that sector.
He absolutely is. But anyway, Sidney Powell will be joining us at the top of the next hour of the show. You're definitely going to want to catch that. So, yeah, the name of her book, once again, is Licensed to Lie.
Did you see that?
Exposing Corruption in the Justice Department. How timely, right?
I know. I mean, maybe they could have, like, that one, the cover of the book, a face, like half of it's James Comey, half of it's Barack Obama. You know, just like in a movie.
I think there's a contest in there somewhere.
Yeah, we're going to come up with for that sick reminder.
By the way, there has now, and once again, how timely. A criminal referral has been issued by a number of members of Congress, including our own Ron DeSantis here, and they are asking for a criminal investigation of Comey, McCabe, Loretta Lynch, and Hillary Clinton
all. Think about how smart that is on Ron's part, who's running for office.
You know, I mean,
all of us want this to happen. Everybody's so frustrated. I think in our own minds, we've already convicted them, whether it's right or wrong, mostly right, I'm sure. You know, so, and then I'll tell you, the further I've looked into DeSantis, this guy is a real quality guy.
Well, we're going to talk about that a little bit later.
He is,
and don't
really
forget,
a good guy.
Don't forget, as we told you already, the Sentinel has declared Central Florida, and I think they're right, and I think the politicians have already seen this and know this, that Central Florida is going to be ground zero for 2018 election season for the governor, for the Senate, for a number of these House races around here, and you know, you have cabinet posts as such as a state attorney general up for election, too. These are all going to be decided right here in Central Florida, all right? So we got our work cut out, but we're up for the task.
Chris, do you think there'll be any slush money available to us or anything like that?
I hope not. I hope not.
Now you get an extra martini.
Yeah, right. But there will be money spent here in the local media market.
Yeah.
Lots of it. So get ready for the commercials because they're coming your way. All right. And Mike Pompeo, by the way, we'll talk a little bit more about that criminal referral later on in the show and sort of use that as a lead in to our interview with Sidney Powell. Because I also want to talk about what I'm now going to call the clash of cultures. Several weeks ago, I introduced the word incestuous to define the culture in Washington, D.C. there.
I think it's a very appropriate word for that culture.
Lo and behold, once again, we're the titans of talk radio and the voice to be reckoned with. That word is now being used by multiple other sources. Mike Gallagher read an article this morning using that word. Anyway, we'll get to that here shortly as well. In a minute here, we're going to get to Mike Pompeo's secret trip to see the Rocket Man.
Secret agent man.
That's right.
You know, imagine how, for them to be able to keep that quiet away from everybody until it was finally announced.
That's right.
Very unique in the society.
That's right. But first of all, I want to talk about the President and Prime Minister Abe meeting in South Florida. The market today was kind of skittish all over the place.
You know, this is funny. The market must have crossed break even about 145 times. It couldn't get a direction which way to go. And I think we sold off about 38 points, which is relative to everything.
That's
is
flat.
Nothing.
That's
right.
Flat.
That's like nothing.
Right.
The biggest, I'd say the biggest poor performer was IBM today. It was actually fell its worst fall in 5 years.
Was this because of an earnings report?
Yeah, well, here's the irony of it. Their earnings actually beat their forecast. They were supposed to earn 242 for the quarter. They earned 245. But when the analysts went into it and dissected it, you know, they still felt disappointed relative to what, how about this, we buy on expectations, what they expected.
Right.
So the idea is, sadly enough, if you're holding IBM, you're down about 12 points plus today. You know, a little bit of a drop there. We closed at 148. Now, the other side of it, the big surprise, maybe not a surprise, oil jumped really $2.31 today, and that is a big, big jump in one day. And right now, oil is near a 3.5-year high, and I think if you stop by your local gas station, I know I paid around $2.72 today, and I think with what's happened is inventories are really near a 5-year low on oil, and then we got gasoline inventories low. So the reality is you got a good economy. You got headed into summer. You got trouble in the Mideast. So, you know, those who held on to their energy stocks and believe that at some point it would be rebound, these energy stocks have really taken off in the last few weeks. So
boom and bust.
Yeah.
Boom and bust.
I mean, it's amazing here.
Indeed it is. And the oil market is tight because demand is going up. Also, you have the switch over to the summer blend, as they call
it. Right, that's exactly right.
Right,
that takes place.
Right, so, but
the other thing,
be prepared
too, Chris,
for it to be a little bit higher before it goes back.
For the grandmas and grandpas out there, 6-month treasuries today were over 2%. 6 months. So, you know, everybody, I just go back the last 8 years, most of these people were making 0.1% in their money market funds. 6-month treasury at 2%?
Yeah.
Pretty interesting.
Yeah. So. Of course, last night also, Barbara Bush passed away, and there were some snide remarks, as you might expect, out of that. But the president is not going to attend her funeral, but the First Lady will be attending the funeral. Both Clintons will be at the funeral, and of course, they were famous, or at least Bill was famous, for becoming friends of the Bushes. And they were very defensive of him. They you know, accepted him and as he is, you might say.
And, strange bedfellows. And I don't even like using that expression with Clinton, strange bedfellows.
It goes without saying, I guess. But the snide remarks, there's been one lady in particular, a professor at Fresno State University out there who, you know, was glad, expressed how glad she was that the witch was dead and couldn't wait for the rest of them to die. Well, since that got a lot of attention, she has pulled all her social media feeds down. And
but they know where to find her.
She won't be teaching the spring semester at the college.
And you know what? And they ought to call the president of the university and complain, you know, this stuff has to stop. You know, just has to stop.
Well, she bragged about it being her being tenured there at the university. The university issued a very lukewarm statement that, well, yeah, she said this, but she said it on her private media, and she wasn't representing
the
university.
Was she on campus when she said it? Was she possibly teaching when she said it?
Who knows?
Okay, nice try, Fresno State.
But I guess maybe I'm jumping a little bit ahead here because it goes to the clash of culture. Once again, I want to talk about here in a little while. And we actually even see it in the way Mike Pompeo is being treated. Mike Pompeo, by the way, the president and prime minister Abe are down in Mar-a-Lago today. They had a working lunch together. They're talking over trade issues and things like that. And I don't know where Randy Ross is, but he's going to tell us tomorrow.
Secret agent.
Anyway, Mar-a-Lago, they have trade delegation down there, and they're talking trade issues between the United States and Japan. And it appears as though the president, once again, has turned his back on the TPP trade agreement, Trans-Pacific Partnership, and has decided to go with one-on-one partnerships. And in this particular case, it would be with Japan. And I think it works better that way,
I do, too, because you have your own individual needs. I don't want to represent the needs of everybody. How about representing the needs of Japan and the United States, and let's see if we can blend this thing where we both walk out satisfied.
Yeah, and in the midst of this meeting, the president continues to tout his tax cut. In the midst of this meeting, the Congressional Budget Office has issued they rejiggered the figures. And what they found was, after they now take into account the effects that they did not evidently expect of the tax cut, they think that there will be an additional 1,100,000 jobs created over the next 10 years as a result of the tax cut. Simple, straightforward, of the tax cut, which once again now means also that their revenue figures are going to have to be rejiggered.
Right, because if there's more people working, there's more revenues coming in, and more products
and
sold.
And less money going out in the form
businesses.
Of food stamps and things like that.
So, I mean, again, and that's just identifying the jobs just from the tax cut.
Right.
You know, not from any, I mean, this deregulation to me was probably one of the greatest things, if not as great as the tax cut, the every small businessman entrepreneur there is out there. And that's the stuff that our good friend Bracco Dumba, I can't emphasize what a fool that guy was. What he did to the American business people was unforgivable.
Well, it wasn't because he was dumb.
No, he was a con man is what he was, yeah.
But this gives the president leverage, you see, when he's dealing with these other nations.
Mm-hmm.
Because they see the positive effects of his policies. Okay, now imagine you mentioned Obama. You imagine if you're negotiating with Obama and you see the effects of his policies.
Yeah, your country's going nowhere. Your military's falling apart.
Well, and what they're going to think is, I can take advantage of this guy.
That's how it gets.
Right?
Chris, since time began, one party will take advantage of the other if they can.
Right. And in this case, it's the other way around. They're thinking, he knows what he's doing. Right? Obama didn't know what he was doing. It was quite evident. To anybody that didn't know what they were doing. And with this guy, it's quite obvious that he does know what he's doing when it comes to economic affairs. And so that gives him leverage when it comes to things like tariffs.
Mm-hmm.
They know that when he talks tariffs now, that's his thinking. And lo and behold, the worst thing for them would be if it all worked out unwillingly on their part to his advantage. They have to go along, you see. Because they know he will continue to push until they do. And so the sooner they go along, the better it looks for them. And so
I agree.
It's a very clever negotiating technique.
You always want to run with a winner. And, I mean, the reality is I think most of the world now looks at us as like a booming economy, a booming nation. Success is there. We, you know, most of us, not all, I'm sure, but we have probably one of the best leaders we could possibly have. And if he does resolve this situation in North Korea, I could see him on Mount Rushmore. How about that? You know, I'm going to use that as my next bumper sticker, Chris. You know how I like them?
Yeah.
Trump for Mount Rushmore.
Yeah. That ought to get the liberals
I'm sure I'll get keyed everywhere I go, you know?
All right. When we come back, we're going to talk about Mike Pompeo. He was in North Korea, and the media is in shock.
We didn't know about it. Most of the CNN people were probably smoking crack or something at the time.
We'll be right back with more of the American Adversaries Drive Time Prime Time Show.
FM 105.5, AM 660, The Answer.
Nearly everyone loves Italian food. But those people who love true, authentic Italian go to Cafe Positano. It's because owner and chef Pasquale Barba offers home-cooked food from his hometown, Positano, Italy. He is Italian. Local fresh items are combined with rare ingredients imported only from Italy, along with generations-old family recipes. Whether it's pizza or those delicious daily specials, taste for yourself at Cafe Positano, 4 miles west of I-4 on 436. 407-774-8080, the most authentic Italian food in Central Florida.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer.
You have I-4 slowdowns as far back as Lake Monroe, as well as Lake Mary and Altamont Springs and Maitland areas. Downtown slowdowns start at Colonial Drive, and that continues through downtown Orlando. Doesn't clear up until the 441. Then you also have slowdowns in the Millennia area and Dr. Phillips. Highway 50 is slow from the Orlando Executive Airport to I-4. 408 westbound is congested from I-4 to Gotha. 408 eastbound is congested in the 408-417 exchange. I'm Zwain, and that's your answer traffic update. FM 105.5 and AM 660, The Answer.
All right, welcome back to the show, ladies and gentlemen. That's right, you got the American Adversaries here. Okay, Mike Pompeo, it was revealed the over Resurrection Day weekend, he went to North Korea, Pyongyang, and sat down and had a face-to-face meeting with young Kim Jong-un, the Rocket Man. And he it came back. Evidently, the meeting went well. We don't know the details of the meeting, but the meeting obviously was in preparation for the bigger meeting between President Trump and young Kim Jong-un. And perhaps they talked about, I'm sure they talked about some of the subject matter, but I would imagine they also talked about a location and some of the logistics of such a thing. The president yesterday actually made some, you might regard them as complimentary remarks towards the North Koreans. First of all, he said he was all for, there was an announcement, I believe it was yesterday, the day before, that North Korea and South Korea were actually working on an agreement to officially end the Korean War. Because right now there is only a truce. I mean, not a truce, it's a ceasefire or whatever right. It is, but it's not the official end. And the president talked about that, said he's all for that, said also that the Olympics were successful because the North Koreans were there and things went so smoothly.
That was kind of him.
Yeah, and so it's obvious that there is something percolating. And, of course, this has the media all knotted up about it. They just can't stand it, for one, that this happened, and they didn't know about it when it happened. And worse yet, they didn't know about it for, what 2 weeks later?
You know, there's a couple of generals on Fox today, and they really confirmed the fact that he's one of the most knowledgeable people that we have when North Korea, you know, and all the different aspects of it. And they really believe that he was smart enough to go over there, and it was sort of a little bit of a stress test just to see, you know, how sincere do these people seem to him? You know, because you're reading people, right? You don't, are they lying? Are they not lying? I'm going to talk to you. We're going to go back and forth, and then we'll see where we stand. And it seemed like either he sold them or they sold him, but, you know, that we continue this journey on. And Pompeo, when I think of his academic credentials and, you know, his military accomplishments, and then I look out and see the people that criticize him when he came back. Are you kidding me?
Well, once again,
the anti-American crowd.
Right. You hear the voices against him. By the way, thanks, Rick. Rick Brown, of course, who will be catering the event tomorrow. We'll be talking about here in a few minutes.
Oh, boy, I can't wait.
Neither can I. It's an armistice, evidently, I guess it is. Mm-hmm. But once again, it's just a, okay, we're going to stop shooting. Okay, there never was an official peace treaty or ceasefire, whatever. Mm-hmm. But anyway, to get back to the Pompeo thing. Yeah, see, and also a guy like Pompeo, because of his military background, his military record, he has additional credibility.
It commands respect.
When you're talking to a military dictatorship, right?
I agree.
And it was it's a much better situation than if Rex Tillerson or even John Kerry, because he had such a lackluster military career. But the point being is that something's brewing. The military didn't know about it, don't really know what's going on, and that really bugs them. And, of course, all of this is happening while Mike Pompeo is right now. He's still actually the CIA director. He's the State Department, head of the State Department, secretary, designee. And until there is a confirmation vote, and they voted it out of committee the night that he had the confirmation hearing,
right,
on a strict party line vote, they voted it out of committee to the floor of the Senate. But it has yet been voted on the floor of the Senate. And, of course, you had some low-life, left-winging Democrats out there like Menendez and
The jailbird.
Leathers, trash-talking him, saying he doesn't know anything about diplomacy and all that. Oh. Well, it appears as though he does, and maybe they don't.
Yeah.
All right. But anyway, we'll continue this when we come back, because I'm going to transition this into the clash of cultures between the incestuous clan of the swamp and the rest of us. You're listening to the American Adversaries Drive Time Primetime Show, coming to you live tonight from the Relax and Comfort Studios.
FM 105.5 and AM 660. 0.5 and AM 660. The Answer.
With SRN News, I'm Val Dior. Former Soviet President Mikhail Gorbachev, whose last years in office overlapped the Bush presidency, is remembering Barbara Bush as warm and astute. In a statement of condolence to the Bush family today, Gorbachev said he's deeply saddened by the death of Barbara and that she did a lot to build trust and friendship between the two. President Trump confirming CIA Director Mike Pompeo recently had a great meeting in North Korea with leader Kim Jong-un. Trump has nominated Pompeo for Secretary of State and predicted he'd go down in history as one of the great secretaries of state. Several Senate Democrats, along with Republican Senator Rand Paul of Kentucky, have said they oppose Pompeo's nomination, but things seem to be progressing. On Wall Street, the Dow closing down 39 to 24,748, NASDAQ ending up 14 to 72.95, S&P up 2 to 2709. This is SRN News.
Answer traffic now.
Most of Puerto Rico went dark Wednesday after they suffered another power outage in the wake of Hurricane Maria. At about 11 a.m., San Juan's airport official Twitter reported that they were operating on generator power, but they did not report any delays or outages. Last week, about 870,000 customers were left without power after a tree fell on the main line that supplies power to San Juan and surrounding areas. Since Hurricane Maria 6 months ago, Puerto Rico has experienced more than 3.4 billion hours of electricity outage time, making it the second largest blackout in the world, second only to the outage time caused by Typhoon Hariana in the Philippines. A 22-year-old woman from Oviedo who was reported missing after being seen passed out in a stranger's car has been located and is currently talking to investigators, according to deputies. Danielle Hodge was reported missing early this morning after she and her friend were driven to Hodge's apartment complex. We have a high of 87 and a low of 57. Your AccuWeather details in just a moment. I'm Zwayne, and that's your Answer News Update. FM 105.5 and AM 660, The Answer.
Ladies and gentlemen, we all know that one of the biggest investments we'll make in life is the house we choose to make our home. So why make this investment without knowing exactly what you're getting into? That's where Aubrey Kahn of Firm Foundation Home Inspections comes in. He'll make sure that excitement over the purchase of a house or rental property or commercial property doesn't turn into a nightmare after you take the keys. To get the most thorough and complete inspection, go to OrlandosHomeInspector.com or just call Aubrey Kahn at 321-624-0254. Don't roll the dice on your home purchase. Remember, call Aubrey Kahn at 321-624-0254. Business owners, this is for you. Competition is tough these days, so you need maximum visibility to stand out in this crowded landscape. And Dino Rento Studios can give you that visibility. Their eye-catching signs, 3D displays, banners, bumper stickers, and car magnets will get your business the attention you're looking for. Dino will also make your convention display the talk of the event. So call Dino Rento Studios at 800-704-7089. 800-704-7089 or visit them at DinoRentosStudios.com. Dino, R-E-N-T-O-S Studios.com, where they bring ideas to life.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer.
We have I-4 slowdowns as far back as Lake Monroe, as well as Lake Mary and Altamont Springs and Maitland areas. Downtown slowdowns start at Colonial Drive, and that continues through downtown Orlando. Doesn't clear up until the 441. Then you also have slowdowns in the Millennia area and Dr. Phillips. Highway 50 is slow from the Orlando Executive Airport to I-4. 408 westbound is congested from I-4 to Gotha. 408 eastbound is congested in the 408-417 exchange. I'm Zwayne, and that's your Answer Traffic Update. FM 105.5 and AM 660, The Answer.
Yo, it's me. It's me. It's DDP.
Yo, it's me. DDP. Diamond Dallas Page. The king of Bada Bing, the master of the diamond cutter, the three-time world champion. And you're listening to the American Adversary Drive Time. And that's not a bad thing. That's a good thing.
And we're back. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. Tonight we're coming to you live from the Relax and Comfort Studios. Not so tomorrow night. I'm Christopher Hart, along with Mike McBath. We're live right now in the Relax and Comfort Studios. Coming to us live on the phone is Jackie from the Relax and Comfort store. Now tomorrow we're going to be at the Relax and Comfort in the Winter Park Village, and we're going to be having a whole lot of fun, right, Jackie?
That's right. Hi, everybody. How are you guys?
Hey, Jackie.
Excellent. I'm excited. I'm ready to go.
If she's not there, I'm not going.
Well, then you just stay right here.
I'm sorry. It's going to be a single broadcast. I'm out.
be there with bells on.
Hello.
Well, we're going to be there. We got a lot of friends coming. I'll let Mike tell you who's coming here in a second. But tell everybody what's going on, in case they don't already know.
That's right, at the Relaxing Comfort in Winter Park Village, located right down the street from the movie theater. We're having a re-grand opening. And just so you guys know, in case you didn't know this before, even though you entered online or previously, when you come in tomorrow night, you can enter one more time again to double your chances on winning.
Two chances to win.
Two girls for every guy.
But you have to pre-register to get the two chances. Now, if you walk in and fill out a card without pre-registering, that's fine. Mm-hmm. But get you'll one. Just have the one chance to win.
Mm-hmm.
And you can go to AmericanAdversaries.com, hit the Relax and Comfort ad there, and it'll take you to their website where you can pre-register. And last night, after the show, we had a couple of folks pre-register, and one of them was, let me see, Linnea.
Oh.
Linnea. So we look forward to meeting Linnea tomorrow at Relax and Comfort. The remote broadcast begins at 5, but the partying doesn't stop at the end of the show, right, Jackie?
That's right. We will be there as long as you guys want to be there. We'll have a really great time. Prizes, catering, there'll be food. There'll be plenty of things going on, and we're really excited on meeting everybody there.
Jackie, could I get a massage from the chair while I'm there? Is that possible?
Absolutely.
Oh, I can't wait.
Tell everybody just a little bit about this iJoy massage chair that one of our winners is going to win tomorrow night. And we're going to draw the winning name on the show during that last half hour of the show. Go ahead, please.
That's right. And what that iJoy massage chair is, it's actually a very compact massage chair, but it feels like a huge person is behind you and they are just massaging every little knot out of your back. It reclines a little bit so you can recline back, and it's really a beautiful chair, and it could fit anywhere in a camper. It could fit into a small room. It really works well in any space.
You know what's great about that, though, Chris, is you might make one monthly payment, and that's cheaper than the massage. You know, if you just have one massage here, you could have all the massages you want for the entire month.
That's right. And I encourage people while they're there to check out the great sleep systems that you got available down there. And it's going to be a whole lot of fun. And once again, hey, Mike, tell her who some of the football guys are.
Well, we got some of the fellows who actually listened to. I know Steve Pisarkiewicz, who was a number one draft choice long ago with the Cardinals and played with Green Bay.
He likes the number one draft choice, but he wants you to quit saying the long ago part.
Long ago in another world.
Working on him, Steve. I'm working on him.
No, but he's a delightful person. He'll be there. And then Jay Hoffman, which we both have found an interesting individual, who is actually the head of the Israeli football team, for that national team that plays Switzerland and other countries.
And a professor
UCF. He's a PhD at UCF, and he was a major in Israeli Air Force, and he's also had a few tryouts in NFL camps, which he's a little bit short on it, but he's had a wonderful career. He's going to be there, and what an interesting guy.
Herky Walls.
And then we're expecting Herky Walls, who has his own program here at Salem. So
and played for the Orlando Predators.
Played for the Preds.
Star player.
And the Bucks. Was an All-American at the University of Texas, but a great guy. So they're going to be there, too.
Of course, Colonel Danny McKnight's going to be there. Randy Ross is going to be there. We're going to be there. And Jackie's going to be there. Right, Jackie?
Yo.
Absolutely. I will be there bright and early. A lot earlier than you guys, just to get...
Jackie, is this casual or in bathing suits?
Actually, anyhow you want to come.
All right. As long as it's legal, right? All right.
By the way,
it's going to be catered, too, right?
Absolutely. Brio will be there, as well as Tijuana Flats,
Brio's, yep.
So, you know, Chris, I started a 24-hour diet, so I can really nail Tijuana Flats and eat as much of that as I can, because it is so good.
Then, folks.
You're not kidding. I'm coming at them at a vengeance.
That's right. And, of course, we'll be doing the remote broadcast live there and drawing the winner of that great iJoy massage chair. Okay, Jackie, we'll talk to you again in the next hour of the show, but we're looking forward to tomorrow night. Can't wait to get there.
And easy parking. Right, Jackie?
Yep, I guess she's gone. Okay, she'll join us again later on in the show. We'll verify that.
But that is true. We ought to mention that the parking is terrific. It's not a great deal of aggravation. Yeah. It'll be easy.
You can park down there by the theater where the Cheesecake Factory is, or you can find a place on the other side of the building. But that's not going to be a problem. And we certainly want to see you there tomorrow night. Okay, Mike Pompeo, as I said, his visit to North Korea has him up in arms over there. And basically, the objections that we're hearing from the Democrats primarily are personal. He doesn't know anything about diplomacy. Senator from New Jersey there, Cory Booker, drilling in him the other day in the confirmation hearings on his views on homosexuality and gay marriage and stuff like that.
I think he discussed that with Kim Jong.
I doubt it.
I don't think that was the primary topic, Cory.
Right.
Identity politics is out over there.
Right. But it's in with these guys, and they're going to try not to have him confirmed on these basis. But to me, it's symptomatic of a bigger issue that I'm now going to start calling the clash of cultures. And lo and behold, we'll probably hear that phrase in the lexicon here before long, just like my reference now to the culture in the D.C. swamp as being incestuous. And I mean that literally, in a sense that all of this intermarriage going on. And Mike Gallagher read parts of an article this morning talking about by a guy named Nolte. And he was talking about how many media types are married to people in the government and this sort of thing. One quick example. If you remember Ben Rhodes, big national security advisor to President Obama and helped spearhead the Iranian deal. His brother is head of the news department at CBS News.
Right.
And this is just one example. And you have, for instance, you had Bruce Orr in the Justice Department and his wife, Nellie, who worked across town for Fusion GPS, digging up dirt on Donald Trump. And he works in the Justice Department. All of this stuff gets mashed together, you see, because the incestuous swamp creatures make this, what do they call it, jambalaya?
Yeah.
Where they just throw everything in the pot, right?
Yeah, throw everything in there, right.
Yeah, they got themselves a little jambalaya going on there of information on political opponents.
Plus the fact, I mean, just the way Washington is set up, you know, the restaurants, the bars, everything.
Yep,
they constantly
it's all part of it.
Are there, their
That's
happy
their
hour.
Lair.
And all seriousness, I call them happy hour fools because I know, having been to Washington a lot, you go anywhere and you see the same people, the senators there, all this. It's horrible. It's absolutely horrible when you talk about what you mentioned, incestuousness. Terrible.
And it's human nature. I mean, people.
Oh, it is human nature because you're going to see, hey, John, how's it going?
In close proximity
all
the time.
Can you do me a favor?
All the time in close proximity. Look at, for instance, the morning jokesters and the morning joke and the morning jokette. Right?
Oh, yeah.
Sitting there together all these years, and little did we know they was bumping thighs underneath the tabletop there.
Chris.
and doing
did
something
else. Did you say
else
eyes? Or?
Thighs.
Oh.
And doing who knows what else after the cameras
oh,
shut off.
Oh, my.
But once again, this incestuousness creates a culture of its own, you see. And anybody
it's a mentality.
Right.
I mean, this mentality is a sick mentality that has pervaded the whole area.
And anybody that doesn't have that same mentality is a subhuman being in their eyes.
Mm-hmm.
You see, Cory Booker was looking down his big old nose at Pompeo the other day.
He's thinking identity politics. These people live off of this junk.
And I guarantee you, when it comes to Judgment Day, Pompeo is going to be looked upon with much more favor than Cory Booker.
I mean, can you imagine, though, and I'm sure they do their homework, you know, Kim Jong and all his friends, right? So they're looking. They saw Cory Booker. They go, what's he doing in the room? What's he ever done? Has he done anything military-wise? Has he gone to West Point?
He's done
nothing. He's a big mouth.
Well, if anything, it just gives them encouragement that the Americans can be played. And that's the problem with the liberals. is because they always give that encouragement, like Barack Obama gave that encouragement, like Bill Clinton gave that encouragement. Mm-hmm. And then they have to overcompensate to make up for it. But back to Pompeo and this clash of cultures. See, because Pompeo doesn't fit in, right? He's military man. He's a military man.
I agree.
He was a congressman from some Midwestern state. I forget which one it was.
Which really means he doesn't fit in.
Right.
From the Midwest.
And then the worst part of all is before he was named the director to the CIA, he was a conservative radio talk show host.
Oh, boy.
That don't fit in with the
that's a mark against him.
Right. That don't work.
No, I get it.
That don't work. And see, same with Mike Pence. He doesn't fit in that culture either, you know.
Not at all. And you see how he looks just about uneasy when he's around all these.
Why shouldn't he be?
I know. I mean, I'm not used to hanging around this type of riffraff.
You got demons coming out of all directions,
right?
You
see that? I'm not used to this.
And so this clash of cultures produces this arrogance on the part of the ruling elite. And it's not, and I say the ruling elite because I mean all of them. I don't mean just the Democrats. I mean, because there's a number of Republicans that you can throw into the jambalaya as well.
Mm.
And it's a situation that is becoming more and more evident. You know, the fact that more and more people are beginning to see this as the incestuous nature that it is. And I don't claim that people are out there saying it because I said it. All I'm saying is maybe we saw it first, which happens around here quite a bit. Not bragging, just saying the facts. But the bottom line is this clash of cultures is going to...
Well, it's going to come to a head as it is coming to a head.
Yeah.
I mean, the reality is we're just getting too far apart and something has to give. And the reality is the liberal side has boxed himself in with this phony, you know, Russian story, which is just being shredded. And the American people do not buy it. When do you people and CNN and the rest of you understand the story's over? It's no good.
Well, see, that's just it. They're never going to get it.
Oh, boy. I hope they keep it up then. Keep it up into the election.
Well, what I was leading up to is that the clash of cultures is going to result in one side or the other winning.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Because they're not going to stop the struggle of fighting against the rest of us. Because they are convinced that we are subhuman, at least in our opinions and our political persuasions, that conservatism is somehow subhuman. It is inhuman. It is inhumane. We've heard all the words, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it's like this professor.
Yeah.
She is not the cause of the problem. She is symptomatic of it. And there she lives way out there in Fresno.
Yeah.
Okay.
And that's more in a conservative area.
Right. But it just goes to show you the reach of this incestuous clan that operates primarily from Washington, D.C. and New York City, the major media market.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Okay. So this clash of cultures is going to have a victor at some point.
I think you're going to see a major leak in California with the cities and everything when this sanctuary thing blows to the roof, and you all of a sudden you're going to see some conservatives elected. We'll see.
But I'm talking more about the culture in Washington, D.C.
Oh, yeah.
That's part of draining the swamp is going to have to involve breaking up the incestuous clan. Spelled C-L-A-N, right? Because they are not going to be able to produce a remedy. We are going to have to produce, so to speak, the remedy.
Right, and that's why in this election, all Trump and them
there
have to do is just keep citing what we have done for you, the American people, all of you people, all of the races out there.
Something that perhaps we didn't make enough of a point about early on. Maybe we didn't realize how important it was early enough on, but the 2016 election was just the beginning. And I think we did talk about this, but it was just the beginning. We have to follow through to make it work. You know, Trump can't do it all on his own. He needs more help, but that was always going to be part of the plan.
That's part of the deal.
It is.
It is definitely part of the deal.
It is. And so if we want to do something about this incestuous culture in Washington, D.C., we have the chance. because the more we put people in there like Trump, the more the rest of them are going to have a hard time sticking around.
The more we can get things done. I mean, efficiently, and stop all these childish plays, 30 hours of debate and this. And come on. We're over it. It's time to move on.
Yeah. Speaking of moving on, we got to move on to a break. When we come back, we're going to talk about the criminal referral that has been issued by members of Congress directed at the former director of the FBI, the former assistant and temporary director of the FBI, former Secretary of State. Well, we'll get to it when we get back.
That's not fair.
FM 105.5 and AM 660. The Answer.
Do you suffer from back pain? Have trouble sleeping? Do you ever wish you could get a truly great night's sleep or have your own massage on demand? For 51 years, Relax and Comfort has helped people sit, sleep, and feel better every day. See why ABC, CBS, and Fox are talking about the new X10 bed. It's the perfect marriage of a Sleep Number bed and a Tempur-Pedic bed. Its cool gel memory foam comfort layers are totally adjustable from ultra soft to ultra firm for each side. Add a zero gravity base and you'll have hundreds of healthy and relaxing positions for you and your partner. Save thousands over the leading national brands. With the sustainable X10 design, you'll never need to buy another bed. Get the world's best adjustable beds and massage chairs at no interest, 0% financing. That's less than $5 a day to own. Relax and Comfort, family owned and operated over 50 years, has stores in Winter Park, Sanford, Windermere, and the Villages. And remember to enter the free drawing for a Human Touch iJoy massage chair. It's amazing how life like these chairs feel. Learn more. Visit relaxandcomfort.com. Call 321-329-3118. That's 321-329-3118.
We here at the American Adversaries Radio Network are blessed to have great sponsors like Jerry and Janice Shepherd, owners of Jerry's Mercedes-Benz Service Center. And if you have a Mercedes-Benz, you've been blessed to have them as your dealership alternative. With their professionalism and expertise and state-of-the-art technology and facilities, they provide the best of service at the best price. Now, if you have a BMW, you have the same opportunity to have that friendly and reliable and affordable alternative to your dealer. Just like Mercedes-Benz owners who have taken advantage of this option, you BMW owners have a real alternative to high dealer prices and impersonal service. Jerry's MB is located just off Alafaya Trail, just north of UCF. So take that BMW to Jerry's, where they treat you and your car like royalty. Visit them at jerrysmb.com or call 407-366-6499. That's 407-366-6499. Jerry's MB is a proud sponsor of the American Adversaries Radio Show.
Business owners, this is for you. Competition is tough these days, so you need maximum visibility to stand out in this crowded landscape. And Dino Rento Studios can give you that visibility. Their eye-catching signs, 3D displays, banners, bumper stickers, and car magnets will get your business the attention you're looking for. Dino will also make your convention display the talk of the event. So call Dino Rento Studios at 800-704-7089. 800-704-7089 or visit them at DinoRentosStudios.com. Dino, R-E-N-T-O-S Studios.com, where they bring ideas to life.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer.
You have I-4 slowdowns as far back as Lake Monroe, as well as Lake Mary and Altamont Springs and Maitland areas. Downtown slowdowns start at Colonial Drive, and that continues through downtown Orlando. Doesn't clear up until the 441. Then you also have slowdowns in the Millennia area and Dr. Phillips. Highway 50 is slow from the Orlando Executive Airport to I-4. 408 westbound is congested from I-4 to Gotha. 408 eastbound is congested in the 408-417 exchange. I'm Zwayne, and that's your answer traffic update. FM 105.5 and AM 660, The Answer.
I remember when Mary Lou said, "You want to walk me home from school?" Well, I said, "Yes, I do." She said, "I don't have to go right home, and I would kinda like to be alone, son, if you would." silly and found a frog in the water by a hollow log. And I shook it at her and I said, this frog's for you. And she said,
I don't like spiders and snakes, and that ain't what it takes to love me.
You fool, you fool.
Is that Elvis? No,
I don't
no.
like spiders and snakes.
Jim Stafford.
And that ain't what it takes to love me.
Well, I want to be Stormy out there. For Stormy times.
All right. Poor Stormy. She doesn't like the
way I don't think she's getting the respect that she... Well, you can complete the sentence.
That's right.
We'll let somebody else complete sentence.
Okay, so, as I said, by the way, Nostradamus has joined Mike McBath and myself, Christopher Hart, here in the studio.
Hey.
And he'll be with us, of course, until 7 o'clock. Once again, in the next half hour of the show, the top of the next hour, that is, we are going to have Sidney Powell with us. She's a former federal prosecutor. And lo and behold, just today, the House Intelligence Committee, a number of the members on that committee, including our own Ron DeSantis, has issued a call for there to be a criminal investigation into Hillary Clinton having to do with the Uranium One. Hillary Clinton, lying, leaking, thieving Jim Boy Comey, Loretta Lynch, and others. It was made by the Department of Justice, made to the Department of Justice for former FBI Director, as I just said, Comey, Lynch, and Hillary Clinton.
Gee, how many Democrats went along with that call?
Yeah, and by the way, Lisa Page and Peter Strzok are also named in it.
It
calls on Christopher Wray and U.S. Attorney John Huber, mm-hmm. the guy from Utah,
right,
who's this stuff, right, who is not a part of the incestuous clan.
He's out there in Utah.
Right, to do the investigation themselves. And we'll take this up with
Sidney
Powell. But this is, once again, another significant development in this ongoing, shall we say, soap opera saga.
It's the first intelligent thing the intelligent committee has done that really gets me excited.
if
we can get this moving, right?
Right.
Well, and if the election had gone the wrong way, then the committee would not have done this because they would not have been controlled by Republicans.
Right. Meanwhile, there was another hearing today in a New York courtroom, a federal courtroom, in front of this Kimber Wood judge.
Is she a conservative?
Well, she fell prey, evidently, Monday to a CNN attorney who was the one who was arguing that Sean Hannity be outed. And there was no reason to out him. He has nothing to do with any of this. But it was just, a CNN attorney wants Sean Hannity outed. Does that make any sense to anybody in the business?
Oh, it makes me a little bit of sense, right? CNN attorney.
A competitor. Fox.
He's your biggest plague because you people are horrendous compared to his show.
Don't you think there was a little bit of a conflict of interest there?
It's called jealousy. Yeah.
And this judge evidently thought that it was a legitimate argument, and so she allowed that to happen. The argument today was for a special master to oversee how these documents are sorted out. Once again, we'll be taking some of these issues up with Sidney Powell when she joins us here in just a few minutes. But once again, we'd like you to join us tomorrow at the Relax and Comfort Store in Winter Park Village. By the way, the address is officially 460 North Orlando Avenue. Orlando Avenue, 1792. So 460 right. North Orlando Avenue, that's the address right there.
If you're close to the Brios, that's a sign to let you know you're real close to the place.
That's right. So we hope to see you there tomorrow night, and you'll have a chance to win. Yeah, play that music. Turn it up. The iJoy massage chair. You can pre-register still tonight. You'll have two chances to win. When you show up, you can register again. Pre-register by going to AmericanAdversaries.com. Hit the Relax and Comfort ad button there, and you can go right there and register right now, as a matter of fact, and we'll be right back.
Winner tomorrow night.
I would kind of like to be alone, son. You would. I said, need
news, opinion, passion. FM 105.5 AM 660. The Answer. WORL Altamont Springs, Orlando. A service of Salem Media Group. It's sick.
Ladies and gentlemen.
January 20th, 2017 will be remembered as the day the people became the rulers of this nation again. We assembled here today are issuing a new decree to be heard in every city, in every foreign capital, and in every hall of power. From this day forward, a new vision will govern our land. From this day forward, it's going to be only America first. We do not seek to impose our way of life on anyone, but rather to let it shine as an example. We will shine for everyone to follow. There should be no fear. We are protected, and we will always be protected. We will be protected by the great men and women of our military and law enforcement. And most importantly, we will be protected by God. We stand at the birth of a new millennium, ready to unlock the mysteries of space, to free the earth from the miseries of disease, and to harness the energies, industries, and technologies of tomorrow. A new national pride will stir our souls, lift our sights, and heal our divisions. Your voice, your hopes, and your dreams will define our American destiny. Together, we will make America strong again. We will make America wealthy again. We will make America proud again. We will make America safe again. And yes, together, we will make America great again. Thank you, God bless you, and God bless America.
Let's go see our friends when I'm alone.
Number two of the American Adversaries Drive Time Now Prime Time Show, coming to you primed and ready to go for hour number two on the Relax Remote Eve Show. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. Tomorrow night at this time, we will be bearing down on a drawing that one of you, our listeners, is going to win.
That's right,
that
Chris.
That free iJoy massage chair.
I would be there before 6:30 to make sure you get either one or two tickets, right?
That's right.
This
we'll tell you.
This is a big-time prize.
How you can pre-register to get two chances to win. But make sure you show up for at least you have a chance to win, because you got to be there to win. All right. You're winning tonight because you got us on the air live on FM 105.5 and AM 660. The Answer, coming to you from the Relax and Comfort Studios. Tomorrow we'll be at the Relax and Comfort Store. But right now we're here. That voice, of course, could belong to none other than Union Boss himself, Mike McBath. We also have in the studio Nostra Dennis and myself, Christopher Hart. Nick LoCicero is on the bridge. 407-774-8255 is the number. Just a quick synopsis of the news, because we're lining up our guest here, and I'll begin to tell you about her in just a moment. It came out, was revealed today, that Mike Pompeo, the nominee for Secretary of State, has already taken on the Secretary of State duties, and much to the chagrin of members of Congress. But he went to meet with young Kim Jong-un, the rocket man, over Resurrection Day weekend. And evidently, according to the president, the meeting went very well. And it obviously is in preparation for the bigger sit-down meeting between the two leaders, young Kim Jong-un and our own President Trump. Also, there has been a criminal referral today by members of the House of Representatives, the Intel Committee, and including our very own Ron DeSantis, who's running for governor here in Florida. And we're going to take this up with our guests. And by the way, she is a formal federal prosecutor herself, a 10-year veteran of the federal prosecutor's office. She worked for nine United States attorneys from both political parties, and she was the lead counsel in more than 500 federal appeals. this would mean that she's...
A little bit of experience there.
You got to be pretty smart to do the appellate cases, okay? You know, so she knows her business. And she's also the author of an excellent book. I can't wait to
James
read it.
Bond
it's got
thriller.
A great title, anyway.
I love it. I love the title.
Yeah, Licensed to Lie.
I know.
Exposing Corruption in the Department of Justice. So without further ado, I would like to welcome to the show from representing America First Action, Sidney Powell. Thanks for being on the show today, Mrs. Powell, and I certainly hope it's the first of many visits with us. How you doing? Thanks for being here.
I'm doing great. Thank you for having me. I really appreciate it.
Well, we appreciate what you're doing with this book. I want to get to the book, but we also, in a very timely fashion, we have so much to talk to you about. I kind of don't know where to start.
Yeah.
You know, it's like a kid in a candy store. You know, what do I pick first? So why don't we start with what happened today with this criminal referral by members of the House of Representatives, the Intel Committee, where they are asking the Justice Department and this fellow, John Huber, in particular, to investigate James Comey and others in the FBI and their handling of the dossier and the FISA application and all of that. They're also looking back into how Loretta Lynch and her Justice Department treated an informant. Just in general, what do you know about this and what do you think of it and what do you think will come of it?
I think it's about time. That's all I can say.
Okay.
It's way overdue, actually. I mean, the double standard that we've seen, the difference in the way the FBI and DOJ treated Hillary Clinton versus what they're doing now is just beyond the pale. So, yes, I mean, there are obvious crimes that were committed by Hillary Clinton. I published an article several years ago now called The Countless Crimes of Hillary Clinton on the New York Observer, and it went viral.
What is your count up to for those? How many?
Infinity.
Oh, they were countless.
Yeah, infinity.
Well, makes sense.
Yeah, I mean, 18 U.S.C. Section 793 is the Espionage Act statute that Comey almost recited verbatim, but then said, oh, well, she didn't have the requisite intent. Well, the intent he listed isn't even required for violations of that statute, aside from the fact, you know, she committed perjury in front of Congress and false statements to investigators and everything else. But, of course, all her associates were given immunity, unlike anybody that had anything to do with President Trump, who's been already charged or indicted or threatened or whatever.
Well, let me ask you, though, do you think, let me put it this way. What weight does this referral carry? And do you know and do you think this fella Huber is up to the task?
It really bothers me that Huber is in the Department of Justice now. I mean, I don't know exactly what authority he's been given. Nobody does. I mean, we know what authority Mr. Mueller has, but we don't know what authority Mr. Huber has. And how he's going to manage a D.C. grand jury and this kind of investigation while he's U.S. attorney in Utah is kind of beyond my comprehension, because either one would be more than a full-time job.
Well, why do you think he was appointed?
I don't know it's going to amount to a hill of beans, but at least it's a start in the right direction. We really need a separate special counsel. I was resisting suggesting that for a long time because I'd hoped that it could be done within DOJ, but I'm not seeing it happening.
Well, correct me if I'm wrong, but part of the problem seems to be this culture in Washington, D.C., that who can you trust? Let me put it this way. Who can you trust to be a special prosecutor that would do the right thing?
Exactly. It needs to be somebody who's a reputable practicing lawyer from outside D.C., but at this point, I think it needs to be somebody who has not been with the Department of Justice in a very long time and hasn't been with the FBI or worked under Bob Mueller either. Apparently, most everybody there has some relationship with Bob Mueller.
It would seem
or James
so.
Comey. Yeah.
Sidney, what's frustrating, I think, to the general public and everybody walking down the street is, how do we get these people out when it's obvious that they've committed, you know, either a crime or some form of infraction that would eliminate them from their job? It seems like it's never ending, and it is so frustrating, and you're so tired as you repeat story. How do we get them out?
I wish I knew. I share your frustration. I share the frustration of every American in that regard. I mean, what we really need to do is abolish civil service and make any government employee subject to the same standards that employees are in the real world so that they can be fired when they don't do their job properly. This protection that they have, and you know, of course, there's a very vocal and powerful government employees union, which is ridiculous from my perspective. Government employees are supposed to be public servants. It's not a lifetime entitlement to a job.
It's certainly been twisted.
It shouldn't be.
Yep, that's for sure.
Well, there's a couple of books I want to talk to you about, and let's start with yours. License to Kill. I'm sorry, License to Kill.
Oh, thank you, James Bond.
Different license, same person.
Sealed with a kiss.
I was thinking of that song when I saw this title. But
same person.
License to Lie, Exposing Corruption in the Justice Department. Obviously, you came to these conclusions while you were working in the Justice Department. What happened that made you come to this conclusion to write and want to write this book?
Well, I did write it long after I left the Justice Department, but I was with it for 10 years under 9 different United States attorneys in 3 districts across the country under both political parties, and I never saw anything like what we've seen in the last 15 years in particular. I had represented Arthur Anderson and one of the Merrill Lynch executives in offshoots of the Enron-related litigation, and saw this core group of prosecutors just break every single rule that I was raised on in the Department of Justice. It sent me over the edge, especially when they were all promoted. And one of them is now the lead villain from the book is now Mueller's, quote, pit bull, according to the New York Times, Andrew Weissman.
You're talking about Weissman, right? We've talked about him here a number of times on the show. How is it
I literally wrote the book on Andrew Weissman, and I wrote it, mind you, it came out in 2014. So it wasn't written for any political agenda whatsoever. I wrote it to spur criminal justice reform writ large because our whole system is a mess. I mean, we have innocent people in prison. We have too many people in prison. I mean, prison should be for people that are dangerous, not people we're mad at. There's just a whole lot that needs to be done to fix our criminal justice system.
Yeah, unfortunately, the criminal justice system has been used to take out vengeance on political, opponents in a sort of backhanded way. But it's how prescient of you, however, to have written this book in 2014 and then all of these activities that went on during the campaign of 2016 to try to undermine the elective, and I'm not talking about the Russians. Mm-hmm. I'm talking about what went on in the Justice Department and stuff like this to undermine the elective process of the United States. It must cause you nightmares.
It does, and it did, and I'm sure it will continue to do so because I saw this core group of the worst prosecutors, the most abusive prosecutors I've ever seen in my almost 40-year career now, become Obama's chief White House counsel, general counsel deputy director of the FBI, the acting assistant attorney general for the criminal division under Bush, who then micromanaged the prosecution of Senator Ted Stevens, the longest-serving Republican in the Senate, and effectively gave the Democrats the 60th seat they needed to pass Obamacare.
Right.
Lisa Monaco, who's in it, became President Obama's counterterrorism advisor. It cuts across both administrations, and it's just this corrupt cabal of prosecutors who've been running the country for the last 10 years or more.
Sydney,
and now they're trying to crucify President Trump.
We're speaking with Sidney Powell. She is author of the book License to Lie, Exposing Corruption in the Justice Department. She's also a spokesperson for America First Action. And by the way, you can still get that book.
No, what always concerns us again is your statements that we know what they've done, these prosecutors. You know, obviously they didn't do the job that was expected. You know, many lies have been altered. I mean, it's so, there must be a way to get rid of these people.
Mike.
Well, you have to have somebody with enough integrity to fire them, for starters.
Yeah, that's
hard.
The
very fact that Andrew Weissman still has his law license is beyond offensive to me. And these people literally yellow highlighted before the trial evidence they knew favored the defendants, and then gave us misleading summaries that surgically excised the language that we needed instead. And they made up crimes, and they sent innocent people to prison. And, of course, they destroyed Arthur Anderson and 85,000 jobs all for nothing. The Supreme Court reversed it years later, 9-0.
Ms. Powell, let me ask you this. The situation, I said a week or so ago on the show to another one of our regulars that President Trump has a way of bringing out the worst in some people. And I didn't mean that in a negative sense toward the president. What I meant was is that his enemies seem to go overboard in their attempts. And we seem to be witnessing this. They went overboard in their attempts to bring him down. Is it possible that we may be seeing, I don't even want to use the word purging, but could we be seeing the exposing of these people that may lead to some of their ousters, at least?
Exactly. I think that's exactly what we're seeing. And it's going to take a while longer to flush them all out, but we've got to start. I think the next report of the Inspector General for the Department of Justice is going to be mind-blowing.
Okay.
We're going to take the one that just released the report on the limited issue of McCabe and his leak to the Wall Street Journal.
And the reason for his firing and perhaps his legal jeopardy he may be in. I want to take up some of these issues with you when we come back from the break. We have to take a short break. Ms. Powell has agreed to stay with us until 6:30, so I hope you'll stay with us as well. This is a fascinating interview, and we'll be right back with more of it.
FM 105.5, AM 660, The Answer.
Folks, if you drive a Mercedes-Benz, you need to know Jerry Shepard of Jerry's Mercedes-Benz Service. Jerry owns and operates a state-of-the-art service center. Because you drive a Mercedes, you obviously care about quality workmanship. That's what you'll find at Jerry's. When you need expert maintenance or repair work and want it at the best price, call Jerry's at 407-366-6499. They'll have your Mercedes humming while you skip those high dealer rates. For the dealership alternative, call 407-366-6499. Jerry'sMB.com.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer.
You have I-4 slowdowns as far back as Lake Monroe, as well as Lake Mary and Altamont Springs and Maitland areas. Downtown slowdowns start at Colonial Drive, and that continues through downtown Orlando. Doesn't clear up until the 441. Then you also have slowdowns in the Millennia area and Dr. Phillips. Highway 50 is slow from the Orlando Executive Airport to I-4. 408 westbound is congested from I-4 to Gotha. 408 eastbound is congested in the 408-417 exchange. I'm Zwayne, and that's your answer traffic update. FM 105.5 and AM 660, The Answer.
All right, welcome back to the show, ladies and gentlemen. A little appropriate bump music for you there, because we have the author of the book, License to Lie, Exposing Corruption in the Justice Department. Okay, Sidney Powell is her name, former federal prosecutor, 10-year veteran, working in the Justice Department for numerous prosecutors of both political parties, came to this conclusion long before President Trump even announced he was going to run for president, and yet saw what was coming. And it's an excellent book and involves some of the players that are in this thing today, including Andrew Weissman. I want to ask you, however, about James Comey and his book, just your general impressions of his book. Do you think that he has put himself in legal jeopardy? And how much legal jeopardy is he and Andrew McCabe, for instance? What kind of legal jeopardy are they in, if any?
Well, they're definitely looking at false statements to Congress and perjury possibilities. Andrew McCabe, the Office of Inspector General report, confirms that he lied several times under oath to federal agents, and that is a federal felony each time he did it, and about each thing he did it with respect to, so he could be indicted on several counts. Mr. Comey's book, I don't know that his book itself puts him in any jeopardy, but some of the testimony he gave to Congress is now contradicted, and to investigators is contradicted, I believe, by Mr. McCabe. That's an interesting development. So there's a lot to tune into there, and we should know even more with respect to that when the next Inspector General report comes out, which I believe the latest I heard is it will be sometime in May.
You said you don't have a lot of confidence in Huber. Do you have confidence in Horowitz, the inspector general who's producing this report?
I do have a good degree of confidence in him. He seems to be a straight shooter. He was appointed by President Obama, and he went to work immediately to try to do his job within the Justice Department, only to be stymied at every turn by, quote, the most transparent administration ever, end quote, gag me, because he had to sign a letter to Congress along with 47 inspector generals, all appointed by Obama, to complain that the Obama administration was keeping them from doing their jobs. They're supposed to represent the taxpayers and just make sure things are running right in the agencies. And, of course, all the agencies were politicized and weaponized by President Obama beyond comprehension of everyday Americans.
I have two specific questions about James Comey. It's my impression that when he came out in July of 2016 and gave the litany of allegations against Hillary Clinton and then, in essence, exonerated her, did he not violate the Privacy Act, and is that not a violation of law? And also, when he took the memos and leaked them, was that not thievery?
The leaking of the memos, I think, may very well have constituted a federal crime under a couple of different statutes. Some of that information was classified, and in any event, it was all the property of the FBI, not Mr. Comey's personal property, because it was all done within the scope of his employment and the terms of his office. It was an egregious violation of the president's
confidence.
Executive privilege, and
right.
Just the whole relationship that should exist between the FBI director and the president. But then Mr. Comey seems to think he's God, so it doesn't matter to him what any other law or responsibility or privilege might be.
Yeah.
He's the one who's always right. I mean, if his lips are moving, he's benefiting James Comey.
Yeah, no doubt. The Privacy Act, did he violate the Privacy Act, and could he be charged with that?
I don't think the Privacy Act, I am not a Privacy Act expert by any means.
Okay.
I don't think it carries criminal penalties. I'm thinking it's a civil statute.
I see. That the person who is hurt by it could do something about it.
Quick question. Yeah. What's your opinion on Loretta Lynch and Eric Holder as attorney generals and what they did for this country?
Well, I wrote an article for The Observer again, calling for the impeachment of Comey and Lynch when they whitewashed Clinton's crimes. And it's important to realize that all of that happened because President Obama jolly well knew and approved Clinton's use of that server. He was sending her emails on it under an alias. And I knew as soon as I saw that, and of course he had come out in the news saying that she didn't have any criminal intent and things like that. I mean, he made it clear she was not going to be prosecuted, and if she had been prosecuted for that, he would have had to have been prosecuted too.
Right.
Because he knew exactly what she was doing and had to have approved it. It could not have happened by accident. Everybody who emailed her at ClintonEmail.com knew jolly well she was not on a government server.
Ms. Powell, we're out of time tonight, but I hope you'll come back because we've just scratched the surface of this stuff. In the meantime, I'm going to get a copy of your book and read it so I can talk more knowledgeably about it when you do join us, if you will, again, please. Thank you so much.
I will be glad to join you anytime I can.
Thank you. That was outstanding.
Very informative. Absolutely. Once again, Sidney Powell, Licensed to Lie, Exposing Corruption in the Justice Department, and she is a representative of America First Action. We'll be right back.
FM 105.5 and AM 660. The Answer.
With SRN News, I'm Val Dior. U.S. Senator Marco Rubio says the election of Raul Castro's successor as president of Cuba is a charade that will not bring change to the island. The Florida Republican says Cuba continues to be oppressed by a single-party system. The Cuban government selected 57-year-old first Vice President Miguel Díaz-Canel as the sole candidate to succeed Castro. Rubio says the regime will remain an enemy of democracy, human rights, and the impartial rule of law. President Trump confirming CIA Director Mike Pompeo recently had a great meeting in North Korea with leader Kim Jong-un. Trump has nominated Pompeo for Secretary of State. That secret meeting took place sometime around Easter. On Wall Street, the Dow closing down today 39 to 24,748. NASDAQ ending up 14. S&P up 2. This is SRN News.
For most Floridians, our home is our biggest investment. If you are shopping for a new home, vacation home, investment property, want to remodel your home, or need to refinance your existing home loan, you need the very best mortgage professionals working for you to make your American dream come true. I'm Mariah Lee with Patriot Home Funding. And regardless of your mortgage needs, Patriot Home Funding has just the right loan for you. All of our loan products offer the lowest possible fixed rates. We don't charge annoying and expensive junk fees, and you get the very best service and care from me and the rest of our experienced all-star team. Contact us today for a quick, easy, and free pre-qualification. You can call us at 877-377-8123 or visit us on the web at myphf.com. At Patriot Home Funding, we finance the American dream.
Patriot Home Funding is a licensed mortgage broker in the state of Florida. NMLS 171699 and is an equal housing lender.
Well, you've heard the horror stories. The couple comes home from shopping.
Oh my gosh, there's water pouring out of the ceiling fan in the living room. Henry, quick, grab a bucket.
My new wood floors. They're ruined. Gosh, I wish we had this home inspected before we signed on the dotted line.
This is Aubrey Kahn of Firm Foundation Home Inspections. Buying a home is the biggest investment you'll make. You have to know what you're getting into. Henry and June now have a nightmare on their hands. Don't let that happen to you. Call Firm Foundation Home Inspections before you sign on the dotted line. We'll inspect the property from roof to foundation with the latest technology to know if there are any leaks or electrical problems. You'll get a detailed report, and at Firm Foundation, we warranty our work, ensuring your peace of mind.
Don't make that big investment without calling the home inspector that more realtors use. Firm Foundation Home Inspections. Call 321-624-0254 or go online to orlandoshomeinspector.com.
Do you suffer from back pain? Have trouble sleeping? Do you ever wish you could get a truly great night's sleep or have your own massage on demand? For 51 years, Relax and Comfort has helped people sit, sleep, and feel better every day. See why ABC, CBS, and Fox are talking about the new X10 bed. It's the perfect marriage of a Sleep Number bed and a Tempur-Pedic bed. Its cool gel memory foam comfort layers are totally adjustable from ultra soft to ultra firm for each side. Add a zero gravity base and you'll have hundreds of healthy and relaxing positions for you and your partner. Save thousands over the leading national brands. With the sustainable X10 design, you'll never need to buy another bed. Get the world's best adjustable beds and massage chairs at no interest, 0% financing. That's less than $5 a day to own. Relax in Comfort, family owned and operated over 50 years, has stores in Winter Park, Sanford, Windermere, and the Villages. And remember to enter the free drawing for a Human Touch iJoy massage chair. It's amazing how lifelike these chairs feel. Learn more. Visit relaxandcomfort.com. Call 321-329-3118. That's 321-329-3118.
Hi, this is Roxy Astor from GLOW, one of the Park Avenue knockouts. When I'm not shopping or getting my nails done, I listen to the American Adversaries on AM 660, The Answer, WORL. These guys are the best when it comes to political professional wrestling. I'd step in the ring any day with these guys, but of course I'd win.
Anybody see Randy in that crowd?
Nah, he's a bunch of Japanese people.
That kind of looks like
there.
Him right there.
I think he's a translator somewhere over in there.
Oh, look, we're back on the air.
Oh, my goodness.
Wow. All right, you are listening to the American Adversaries Drive Time Primetime Show, and we wouldn't be looking for Randy in the crowd of the press conference down in Mar-a-Lago.
Yeah, wouldn't be a thing.
We'll have to let him tell us about where he was today and last night. Anyway, thanks for tuning in tonight. I hope you caught that interview with Sidney Powell, and we're going to look to get her back on the show, maybe as a regular, because man, she know her stuff, and it all fits. It all fits together, doesn't it?
I mean, it verifies everything that we've put forth. I mean, she's strong,
right? And if you want verification, that iJoy massage chairs will take those knots out of your back. Come on down to the Relax and Comfort Store tomorrow night and join us. That'd be Mike McBath there, myself, Christopher Hart. Nostradamus, you're going to be there, right?
I will be there, yes.
And somebody else is going to be there that I know a lot of you want to meet, and that, of course, is Jackie Ricardo, who once again is joining us from Relax and Comfort right now as they're over there making preparations for the Relax Remote, right, Jackie?
That's right. We are getting ready for tomorrow. We're so very excited to see everyone. Can't wait to start the festivities at 5 p.m. tomorrow in our Winnebago Village location.
Yeah, and it's going to be a lot of fun. Of course, you can come there as early as you want, and some of the early birds are going to get a free book from Colonel Danny McKnight.
That's pretty nice.
Then, of course, we'll be doing the live remote broadcast from 5 to 7 p.m. And in this, well, just about 24 hours from now, we're going to be getting ready to make the drawing that someone is going to win one of these beautiful iJoy massage chairs that Jackie was telling us about earlier in the show. And
they're really great. And when you're there, you'll actually be able to try it before you win.
Oh yeah!
And don't forget that if you entered online, you can enter again once you come in and have double the chances to win. And if you haven't entered yet, please do. And remember, you have to be present to win the iJoy massage chair.
That's right. And you can pre-register by going to AmericanAdversaries.com, click on Relax and Comfort ad there, and it'll take you to their website where you can pre-register. And then when you come in tomorrow night, you can register again, and you'll have two chances to win. Now, if you don't pre-register, that's fine. Still come on in and register there, and you'll have a chance to win. Somebody is going to win that chair tomorrow night, and it will be one of our listeners.
Since you and me cannot win the chair, I'm interested. Where's the food going to be, Jackie?
Good question.
And the wine. There'll be wonderful food provided by Brio and also provided by TL1 Flats. So if you're hungry, you will be able to eat there and have some merry drinks as well.
I want 10 tacos again with the extra jalapenos.
He's reminding us of the eating contest. We're going to be doing another one of those there pretty soon, too.
Yeah.
But once again, this is tomorrow night, the Relax and Comfort Store in the Winter Park Village. And the address is 460 North Orlando Avenue, Winter Park. 460 North Orlando Avenue, Winter Park. The same street that the Winter Park Theater is in,
Far from Lee Road.
Yeah, you can park down there by the Cheesecake Factory and walk around the corner, and you're right there. And this is a brand new location, but it's really actually across the street from your old location, right?
That's correct. We were at the previous location. It was a little bit smaller, but we were there for a lot of years. And this new space opened up, and you can literally from across the street see our old location. So if you've ever been to our previous location, you just look behind you, and that's the new location.
That's right. And you can check out all their massage chairs while you're there.
Yeah,
you can check out
too,
these
right,
pillows
Chris?
That we give the away as our contest.
The
sleep system. Absolutely. Yeah. And once again, it's so very important to sleep correctly. So many health problems stem from the fact that people ain't sleeping right.
And you spend a quarter to a third of your life in bed.
In bed, sleeping.
Sleeping.
And
a quarter to a third.
Yeah, from 6 to 8 hours.
Poor sleeping habits can even lead to divorce. There's a new study out that many couples are finding it impossible to sleep in the same bed because of their different needs. Well, at Relax and Comfort, that's not a problem, right, Jackie?
That's correct. We are actually the only company that is able to help you stay in one bed together. It's what is called sleep divorce. When the other person cannot sleep, it really disrupts the second person in the bed because they can't sleep either if you're not sleeping or if you're snoring or if you have sleep apnea or acid reflux. All of those things are an issue for anybody, and that will interrupt your sleep. And as you know, that sleep deprivation can be actually used as a form of torture. So think about that when you are laying in bed, tossing and turning. We can help you with that with our low price guarantee as well, that we can get you into one of our beds to help you not only now, but for the rest of your life.
And when you sleep correctly, you will be astounded. If you're not already sleeping correctly, you will be astounded at how much better your waking life is.
Plus, these beds last forever, right, Jackie?
Yeah.
That's right. Yes, they are renewable and refreshable, and we can show you what we mean by that. It's better to visualize it in person, and we'll be glad to go through those demonstrations and show you how you can sleep better now, tomorrow, next year, for the next 25 years.
Okay, and we will be visualizing you in person tomorrow night at the Winter Park Village Relax and Comfort Store. Thanks so much, Jackie. Look forward to seeing you tomorrow night. So proud Okay, so proud to have you and, of course, all the great folks at Relax and Comfort, Don DePaulis, as sponsors of the American Adversaries Radio Show. These are the type of businesses that we are so proud to be associated with. Relax and Comfort, Patriot Home Funding, Jerry's Mercedes-Benz, Positano, Firm Foundation.
Outstanding.
Dino Rento Studios. And who am I leaving out here? But all of our sponsors are high-quality sponsors, and we really do appreciate that. Sutherland Nissan.
Right.
Sutherland Nissan, great sponsors. And Sutherland Nissan brings us Trump 2020 Club. And if you're looking for a new automobile, that's Sutherland Nissan at East Colonial Drive. Chickasaw Trail is the place to go. And you can visit them at their website, OrlandoNissan.com. But come on out tomorrow night. Yeah. And Mike's bringing some of his football buddies.
Yeah, we're going to have a few guys there. One
Herky
of my
Walls.
Favorite, Herky Walls, is expected to be there. Herky, you know, what a character this guy is. He's also a preacher. He's also on our network, Salem.
And if you don't know Herky Walls, if you're a Predator fan, you know him.
You will know him.
He is the Michael Jordan of arena football.
I mean, this guy, he is.
He really is.
This guy, he's 50 years old, I think, and he's built like unbelievable.
He looks like he can still play.
Yeah. And then,
and if you remember, he was one of our judges in our original pizza baking contest.
Yes, right.
I called it the pizza cooking contest.
That's right.
Larry
that's
Adams
exactly
and I squared off, and you and he and a couple other folks were the judges.
Yeah, he was great. And
I can't remember who won that night.
And I'm looking forward to our fellow, the PhD from UCF, Jay Hoffman, coming out. You know, this is a major in Israeli Air Force and a former player. And he's going to be, I'll tell you, you want to talk to an interesting guy about the military, et cetera, what he can tell you, you
and
will enjoy.
Speaking about military, Colonel Danny McKnight will
be
there as well. He'll have a slew of his books. We've been giving a few of them away to the early arrivals.
Mm-hmm.
But you can get a copy of your own, and he'll be autographing them there. And, you know, graduations are coming up. This is a perfect book for that young man
teach
or
them
woman.
Leadership at this stage of their life. They need to be exposed to leadership and drilled into their brains so they don't go astray.
All right. Speaking of going astray, it appears as though Starbucks had gone so astray that they are going to close their restaurants down. This has gotten a lot of attention, this particular story. I guess it's in part because it appears to have been pretty blatant, but it also involves a bit of hypocrisy.
Well, do we have 3 hours for this?
No, I mean,
speaking of that, we need to get another hour.
We could go three hours.
That wasn't enough. Two ain't enough. Three, we need three-hour show.
We could have spoken to Sidney Powell for 3 hours and still just scratched the surface of the morass. That's a word, morass that's going on.
Yeah,
sort of split that word, more.
No, he does it.
Starbucks as well is something we could talk about for hours upon hours. Starbucks, if you haven't heard, they're going to be closing more than 8,000 of their company-owned branches in the U.S. the Tuesday after Memorial Day next month to carry out their racial bias training.
Now, how exactly are they going to do this?
I guess they'll just lock the doors at 1 o'clock. They'll have their little seminar. Maybe there'll be a webinar. Maybe it'll be something satellite that they'll ship in.
Right.
I know that when you go in, you hear piped-in music. That's their own radio network. So maybe the audio will come over that portion.
But there's subliminal messages in that music.
I bet there are. Try the latte.
Well, Dennis, couldn't they just
vote for Hillary?
Put the whole seminar on their cups, like they have many of their liberal statements have appeared on their actual cups and things.
Do that.
You get a cup of coffee.
It'd be a lot of cups, though.
You'd
get caffeinated. Well, what happened, if you haven't heard it, if you've been under a rock for the past few days, two black men walked into a Starbucks in Philadelphia. That's not the beginning of a joke. That's just what happened.
Like it never happened before.
Yeah.
And it's kind of weird if you think about the culture, because Starbucks is really, a Starbucks location is about the whitest place you can think of. But
if
Philadelphia,
you got one near you, you'll know what he's talking about, I guess, right?
But Philadelphia is about the blackest inner city you can think of. Okay? I mean, there were precincts in Philadelphia
South
that voted
Philly.
Twice for Obama, 100%. Not a single voter in several precincts voted.
Hard as it is to believe, it actually happened.
Yeah. But Starbucks decided they would apologize for the behavior of one of their managers who told the men, no, you can't use the restroom. You have to be a customer. At that point, most people would say, all right, give me a coffee. Or I'll wait outside till the guy we're waiting for gets here. Well, these guys said, no, we want to use the bathroom and we're not leaving. The manager decided, well, I'm going to call the police. The police came. They didn't want to do anything over this, but technically, these guys were breaking the law.
They were trespassing.
They were trespassing, and they were preventing the normal operations of
the restaurant.
Of the restaurant at the time. Okay, so they had to put the guys in handcuffs. They hauled them away to jail
for nine hours.
For 9 hours. And because of this, Starbucks is being called racist. Now, Starbucks is the company that has done the following things. They say they've achieved 100% pay equity across gender and race for all its employees. Mm. They say minorities comprise more than 40% of its employees in the U.S. They've kept tabs on that very well.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
In 2016, they promised to invest in 15 underserved communities across the country. One of them, Ferguson, Missouri. And, of course, they were part of that PR debacle. Let's talk about race relations. I just want my latte, Mr. Barista. I don't want to talk with you about race relations. But because of all the steps they took, you would think Starbucks would be inoculated from any kind of charges of racism. No, they're not. So they're going to have curriculum. It's going to be developed from several experts, including the Equal Justice Initiative.
Oh, boy.
Eric Holder.
Oh, my God.
And the president and director counsel of the NAACP Legal Defense and Education Fund, her name is Sherilyn Eiffel. That is Gwen's cousin.
Is it? I was
wondering.
Talk
about incestuous.
There you go. Here we go.
So they're going to have all these educational materials so that we can find out whether you are unconsciously practicing bias. So all the employees of Starbucks can treat everyone exactly the same way.
Well,
this is where political correctness comes back and bites you, you know where. And they've gotten bit, really.
They're biting themselves.
You got
they're
it.
Taking one of the most liberal companies, Starbucks, which said at one point, if you have a gun, don't come into our store.
Dennis, I was in New Orleans a few weeks ago, and on this, right on the store front, it says, if you are not to purchase something, you cannot use the bathrooms.
Most stores.
And I'm telling you about it. I could tell you 10 of them.
I think Pasquale does that at Cafe Positano, wouldn't you think?
I don't know.
Well, not unusual
some
at all.
Some places you have to actually request a key.
Yeah, but it's a private business.
This is my question, and I've heard both versions, so I still don't know the answer. Perhaps you found it. Was this a company policy, which what Mike is saying would seem to indicate this, or did this manager do this on his or her own?
From what I understand, it is up to each of the franchisees to keep track of
how they do it,
of the safety and health of their customers as well as their employees. And this particular manager is being accused of allowing white people to use the restroom without making purchases, but these folks were black, and so they're being accused
of
treating
them badly.
The minute
there's a conflict, you're going to get that issue come out, right?
One thing I have a problem with this whole thing is,
I do too. I have a problem.
This is not an instance, even if they did it on purpose, of racism, okay? It is an instance of discrimination or prejudice, maybe, but not racism. They discriminated against these guys, evidently. But it is not racism. It upsets me whenever someone misuses the word racism, because racism is a declaration that one race is superior to another or all others. And I don't see anywhere in this instance
that
occurred.
Right.
All right. If anything, the manager might have been afraid of a crime or something like that, or afraid that these guys were going to scare off other customers. That could be easily classified as discrimination, prejudice, but it is not racism.
But you're hiring a manager, be it whatever color, and he is told that you're not to use the bathrooms unless you purchase something.
Right.
He just follows the instruction of the Starbucks upper echelon who set that policy, whether a franchise or wherever, right?
Right. But the manager, a white woman.
But he gets fired.
She got fired. Well, actually,
what is
it says
that?
She is no longer working at the store. So it's unclear whether she just left or whether she was terminated.
Huh.
But back on Monday, they had a sit-in. There were protesters in the store. They had to shut it down.
Right.
And there were people shouting and calling Starbucks anti-black, which is silly. Starbucks is not anti-black. It depends how you order it.
Right.
If you want it black, you can have it black. If you want a cream and sugar, you can have it black.
No, but they are not. They do have very...
they're liberal aspects, and that's part of their game.
And that is
their game.
You know, the shame of it is that the lesson here is no matter how hard you try, you one slight slip up and all of that goes out the window.
Right. And the protesters
to political correctness.
The protests were also giving grief to the Philadelphia Police Department for doing what they were called to do, which is an owner says, can you arrest these people? They're trespassing.
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised if this all turns out to be a setup.
Philly Police Department, their chief, is black.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, once again, you can do everything right, and then one thing appears to go wrong, and all of a sudden, you're the greatest villain ever produced.
I say PC bites back.
A regional VP for Starbucks came down to that store and asked to speak to protesters, but she was shouted down. She also is black. So I guess those people are racist as well.
Well, see, what it is now the liberals think they've bitten into something here.
No, I know. They think they can bully every industry there is.
They've bitten into their own tail. They just don't feel it yet.
Yeah, all right.
But did you see the other day the hog man, from down south? He's out there now trying to encourage people not to participate in two mutual funds where the mutual funds owns companies that own guns.
As a matter of fact, we're gonna take that up because we have a story about Dick's Sporting Goods that we're gonna get to next.
There we go. We're bouncing.
We're gonna
right
take
into
the break
it.
Though. Once again, please come and join us. We'd love to meet you tomorrow at the Relax and Comfort store. You might win that iJoy massage chair we've been talking so much about. You can pre-register by going to AmericanAdversaries.com, click on the Relax and Comfort ad banner there, and it will take you right there to do that. And then you can register again. You'll have two chances to win. The main thing is though that you come out and have a chance to win. We'll see you tomorrow night.
Sound redundant to me.
Don't go away because we're coming right back with a story about Dick's Sporting Goods.
FM 105.5 and AM 660. The Answer.
The news stories are alarming. Sexual assault, violence, workers' comp fraud, and drug abuse. And it's happening in the workplace. Last year, a construction worker in Central Florida attacked his boss with a front-end loader and almost buried him alive. And the Pulse nightclub shooter worked as a security guard for a company that knew he was mentally unstable. Hi, I'm Kathy Santomassino with ASAP Programs. If you're a business owner or manager, it's your responsibility to save guard your employees. Did you know a company can be held liable if an employee does harm to someone? Negligent hiring can result in a company being sued, especially if that company didn't conduct a thorough background check. With Applicant 360 Screening Solutions, you will be able to effectively screen your job applicants and make smarter hiring choices. Don't base your decision on a first impression and a resume. Call me today at 407-702-9511. Call 407-702-9511.
We here at the American Adversaries Radio Network are blessed to have great sponsors like Jerry and Janice Shepard, owners of Jerry's Mercedes-Benz Service Center. And if you have a Mercedes-Benz, you've been blessed to have them as your dealership alternative. With their professionalism and expertise and state-of-the-art technology and facilities, they provide the best of service at the best price. Now, if you have a BMW, you have the same opportunity to have that friendly and reliable and affordable alternative to your dealer. Just like Mercedes-Benz owners who have taken advantage of this option, you BMW owners have a real alternative to high dealer prices and impersonal service. Jerry's MB is located just off Alafaya Trail, just north of UCF. So take that BMW to Jerry's, where they treat you and your car like royalty. Visit them at jerrysmb.com or call 407-366-6499. That's 407-366-6499. Jerry's MB is a proud sponsor of the American Adversaries Radio Show.
right, welcome back to the show, the FBI, a Quinn Martin production. Tonight, starring the disgraced former FBI director, lying, leaking, thieving Jim Boy Comey. He was on The View today.
Is there a list, Chris, where he's going to do his book signings and stuff? So we were.
I don't know, but you had to pay money to go.
Some places they said $850
to watch him sign books.
Oh, God, just to tell lies?
And he's already regretting some of the stuff that he wrote in his book. I got a feeling he's going to regret a lot more before
late,
it's over.
My friend, little late, you know?
All right. Right before we went to the break, Mike was talking about the boss hog down there, David Hogg.
Little Piggy.
Yeah, who has expanded his call for a boycott to a couple of popular and actually very good mutual funds because they invest in gun companies
and gun corporations.
And which, by the way, have been pretty good money makers
ever since Obama's been around, right?
BlackRock and Vanguard are the two major ones.
I mean, these are old line funds.
And the question is, why does he do this? And the problem is that he's getting traction. Take, for instance, Dick's Sporting Goods.
Yeah, we're not talking about Little Piggy anymore. We're talking about Dick's.
Yeah, the Sporting Goods
store. Sporting Goods. Now, they did announce back in February they are going to stop selling assault-style guns. This is nothing new. But they've announced rather than just returning these guns to the manufacturer where they can wholesale them out to someone else to sell, they've decided they're going to destroy these guns. Now, the owner of Dick's says he is a staunch supporter of the Second Amendment. His name is Ed Stack. He says he's a gun owner himself, but he doesn't want to be a part of this story, and they've decided to eliminate these guns permanently. So they're going to recycle the gun materials after they destroy them in the distribution center. Now, this doesn't mean sawing them off, because then you're creating a sawed-off shotgun.
So they recycle it into knives?
Well, here's the thing. They recommend that if you do
this...
You don't crush it, cut it, or break it.
Oh.
You melt it with a torch or in a furnace. So they're going to literally melt down these guns. Maybe they'll beat them into plowshares. I don't know.
Yeah.
Well, this
is going to extremes, you know, another PC victim.
But it explains why this kid keeps going further and further because
he sees he's getting results.
Exactly. And it's a shame because this goes to the bottom line. You know, their sales store-wide are down since they made this announcement.
Because you automatically offend 50%
of the people. Not to destroy the
weapons
that they weren't going to sell them anymore.
Right.
But you offend
the
people.
And not just the gun sales are down, but people who buy guns and other things
A
lot of outdoor gear, they're deciding to go somewhere else.
Their store-wide sales are down.
Bad move.
It helps local, mom-and-pop retailers, which is fine, and the gun shows, but it's hurting their bottom line. And now Dick's is not a privately owned company. It is a publicly owned traded company.
You're not kidding, right. It affects everybody. Their pension plans, their IRAs, everything.
Exactly. And they have a fiduciary responsibility to make decisions that will benefit the bottom line. And this does not.
But don't you wonder, Chris, when the guy realizes the minute I take sides, I just lost 50% of my people.
Right, because
I would just say, you know what, this is, I'll leave it up to the legislature.
I guess it comes down to knowing who shops at your store. Now, I got to ask you, do a lot of liberals and millennials and pajama boys shop at Dick's?
They don't even know how to load a gun.
Right, and they don't want camping gear. They don't want fishing gear.
They're not going bow and arrow hunting or anything like that.
They might sell them a little golf gear, right?
They might get a little dirty and chilled.
So if you're going to pick sides, I'd suggest that they pick the wrong one.
Hey, boy, I would say it's right on the money they pick the wrong side.
They should have doubled down and said, we support the students, but we also support the Second Amendment and our customers.
Right.
Well,
and
they
that
didn't
is
do
true.
That.
I mean, that's poor thought.
Mm. All right. Okay, we got to go. Larry Elder is up next, and we're going to be going over to the Relax and Comfort store. Heck, I might even go over there and spend night on one of those great sleep systems.
Tacos tomorrow.
That's right. Looking forward to that, too. That's right. Come out and join us at the Relax and Comfort store, 460 North Orlando Avenue, Winter Park. That's in the Winter Park Village there. It's going to be a lot of fun, and we'll all be there. The Colonel will be there. We told you who's going to be there. We want you there.
Are you wearing a tuxedo?
We want you to win that iJoy massage chair.
Chris, are you wearing a tuxedo tomorrow?
I doubt that, but I will be there clean.
You'll be all buffed up.
I'm going to wash my hair, brush my teeth.
All right. Then we're halfway
all
home.
All three of them.
All right.
We're going to be there, and I hope you all will be there with us. It's been a lot of fun, as always. God bless you. Thanks so much. Night, everybody.
News.
101.5 AM 660. The Answer. WORL. Altamont Springs. Orlando. A service of Salem Media.